The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep, it'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Ray Foley.
Anyone else singing it in the Tom Jones voice instead of the Prince voice?
You don't have to be.
Kiss. Prince and Kiss, this is today FM. Play the music you love. Hey,
hello there, that's Tom Jones here. Tom Jones, mind, I'm at Elvis. Hello there.
Living legend Tom Jones.
I'm living legend Tom Jones here. I'm sitting here on my spinny aroundy chair on The Voice, you know. I'm at Elvis here on the green grass of home, you know.
Hello there. Ireland, welcome on in. I'm Ray Foley. And it's good to be back in the hot seat. Thank you, dude. It's Claire filling in yesterday. The Claire and JP show, actually. You were on with Claire, were you?
Short-lived, yeah. Just a once-off, you know.
Claire, afternoons.
Leave them wanting more, I say.
Afternoons with Claire and Jay.
Yeah.
And you guys had good chats, yeah?
Chats, music, banter.
Music.
There were ad breaks. And occasionally at the top of the hour, we took news as well.
I'm sorry I missed. Is there a podcast?
You can get on the listen back.
I'll get
it's
on the
exactly
listen back.
It's exactly the kind of radio mix you need.
Perfect radio mix.
Yeah.
While I'm off. While I was out. Well, thank you to Claire for keeping the seat warm yesterday.
Is it warm? Is it warm?
It is nice and warm. Okay. Yeah, it's toasty. Of course, Dave Moore, I guess, would have been sitting in at last. And he's got a warm bottom.
He does, yeah.
That's it, yeah. That's probably the last occupant of the chair. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP. Hey, Ray, I'm in today. And I demand a shout out for managing to fix a paper jam in the printer in the office by myself from Mark. Mark, you are the best boy. Well done. There is a sense of accomplishment, though, when you do fix the paper jam. And it's not just for you, you see. It's not just for the thing you were printing out. It's for the thing that you did for everyone. It's like holding the lift. You know, holding the lift for someone, a bunch of people get in, you held the lift, and you're kind of like, I'm such a good boy for doing that now, I really am. On show, Ray, I've been here since yesterday, which is more than can be said for you. All will be forgiven if you've brought me back a massive Toblerone from Duty Free, from Alison and Cavan. I didn't bring back anything from Duty Free.
Empty hands.
Do you know what I did?
What are you doing, man?
Do you know what I did?
What? A bottle of gin.
I did this in Cork, and I'm doing it again on Today FM, right?
What, a bottle of whiskey?
There's a bottle of whiskey for everyone listening.
Okay.
I was in Disneyland Paris.
Brought out a mystery black plastic bag.
This isn't the bag I got. I transferred it because I didn't have a bag. I had it in various bags. I'm after spending a fortune in... What's I going to do? I might as well do it today if you want. In Disney crap.
Okay.
Right?
Lots of essential items. Here we go.
So I've got a pencil case.
You've got pencils.
I've got loads of pens, like Avengers pens, because Marvel's... There's a whole Marvel thing over there now. So Iron Man and Captain America.
If you didn't already know this, Ray has a pen fetish.
I'm mad for pens. I'm pen mad. So I'm after... These aren't for me. I'm going to give them away.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Prize stock. We call this prize stock for the listeners.
Prize garbage.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and I've kept all the receipts. Can I
claim it back? Was it work expense?
Can I do that? I've got a Millennium Falcon keyring. I've got an Iron Man keyring.
Okay.
I've got pens. I've got loads of pens. Like, I've gone crazy on the pens. I've got badges. This is all from Disneyland Paris because I was there over the weekend.
Badges are kind of old school. They're those clip-on pinny badges with a needle at the back.
Yeah. So badges, and I've got Captain America shield. I've got Thor's. Check out that, by the way. This is a keyring of Thor's hammer. And it's heavy. Feel the weight of that.
I can tell by the look of it already.
Amazing.
Somebody, whoever gets that, is going to use that as a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't be giving out weapons.
Do you have any Disney gin?
Disney gin or Disney Toblerone? What do you think of that?
That's a good hammer.
Isn't that amazing? Disney hammer to give away. What else have I got for you? I've got loads of magnets. Got a Marvel magnet.
Owen in Dublin's from Straight On 087 4101 102. He says, Foley, are those pens good spellers?
get, they don't do the spelling for you, Owen.
Don't they?
You'll still be as thick as you always are. Trust
Shout
me.
Shout out to Owen today.
Sorry, lots of love to Owen. I've got Marvel pens. I've got Mickey pens.
Pens for
Mickey okay. Mouse pens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Just to clarify. And I've got Disney.
So they're in the are they in the shape of?
No, they're just like biros with Mickey Mouse's.
Oh, to be
To be very clear,
let's clarify.
These are pens, ballpoint blue pens. They're biros with Mickey Mouse written on them, and then images of Mickey the Mouse, the popular, much loved, family friendly Disney character. On each of the pens as well. I've got those to give away. I've got princess pens as well. You don't have to be a princess to use the pen. There are various Disney princesses on the pens.
Can you name three Disney princesses right off the top of your head?
Snow White.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Right.
And the other one. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. The girl from the Brave, the ginger girl, she was actually fantastic. Great time had by most at Disney over the weekend. And I'll be giving away Disney goodies for the next several weeks by the looks of things. This is Today FM. You know, when Robbie Williams raps, that's, you know, that's real music. I like to drink it. It's a shame Kylie didn't do the rap bit, actually, isn't it? She would have been amazing at rapping. And does he do a bit of rapping in Rock DJ as well?
He does, yeah. Yeah.
It's just talking words.
More or less, yeah.
Which is, it's not really rapping when it comes to Robbie Williams. Some proper rapping, but it's not singing either, is it?
Ray Foley slams Robbie Williams.
I love Robbie Williams. I think he's fantastic. Robbie Williams, I remember going to see him live in Crow Park a number of years ago in his when he was hotter. Not that he's not hot anymore, of
Attractive,
course. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not taking it away. Ray Foley doubly slams Robbie Williams for not being as hot as he used to be.
Foley's Williams feud rumbles on.
In fairness, though, none of us are as hot as we used to be, you know? So that's just the facts of the matter. Went to see Robbie Williams years ago in Crow Park, and he used to do this thing where he'd do a swivel of the microphone. So it was a handheld mic, and he'd swivel the mic, sort of like a six-gun shooter, sort of a cowboy.
Used to do that a lot. I remember seeing him do that on telly.
Yeah. So he'd do it up on stage, run across over him back in the stage, whatever, and twirl the microphone in his hand as he'd do it. And in the middle of it, in front of 80,000 people,
oh, no.
He dropped the microphone. Whoa, Robbie!
Foley shames Williams.
Second! Tell you one thing, Kylie Minogue never dropped the microphone. Today FM playing the music you love, Robbie and Kylie and kids. Ba, ba, ba. Speaking of kids, I took my kids to Disney. It's all about children, of course. Not the proper Disney in Florida, but the cheap Disney or the more affordable Disney in Paris. Full of Irish people, everyone had the same idea. Leo Varadkar gave us a free day off. Or whoever, Micheál Martin, whoever gave us the free day off. Thanks for that. We all had the same idea. Got on a plane on Thursday or Friday and stayed over there for the whole weekend. I stayed an extra day and the legs are walked off me. My phone and my watch started sending, because I've got an Apple Fitness thing, started sending me messages saying, are you okay?
Has somebody stolen your watch, Ray?
We'd like to report it stolen by a very active, overweight Frenchman. this French buck, he's doing a lot of walking. Yeah, so went to Disney at a good old time. There's a Disney hotel, a Marvel hotel at Disneyland Paris now, and it's very impressive. It's new. They've been building that for the last few years. Like I was saying, that's what I booked for my 40th birthday, which was 2 years ago now nearly. Booked it for that 3 years ago, thinking the hotel would be finished. They've only fairly recently done it. Very impressive, very good. But you can do it cheaper than that as well, which is exactly what we'll be doing the next time we go, because we spent an absolute fortune on all this rubbish.
That's a lot of rubbish, all right.
Let me tell you, I've got a couple of Millennium Falcons as well, actually, in key rings. There's a good weight to them, good heft to them as well.
That is huge. That is absolutely massive.
Let me tell you, I bought a lot of stuff, and it's all for giving away on the radio, okay? Don't go after dinner when you've had a bottle of wine.
You weren't in your right mind.
Whatever you do, don't pick up a basket. Do not, for the love of God, pick up a basket. Because you will just throw stuff in there. You no idea. And that's what I'm giving. I've got a Mickey Mouse pencil case here as well.
No, it's a grand pencil case. It's not Mickey Mouse. It is a grand pencil case. It's a good size. I'm just a job. It's not Mickey Mouse.
That's a Mickey Mouse pencil case, that is. No, it's actually pretty good. You give that away. I've got the pencils. Loads of other stuff as well. Goodness. The kids loved it. They had a great time. The younger fella more so. He's 7. The 9-year-old somewhat less impressed by Disney. But we all had a good time. Do you know the wonderful thing is you flick into dad mode, protection mode when you've got your kids with you, like a Papa Bear sort of defending his cubs. So like, if someone would walk in front of them, or like if they wanted to see the fireworks, there's a fireworks thing on every night. It's like, get out of the French are amazing at it. Like if you stand in front of a French person and they're like, they've been standing there minding, guarding their spot for 20 minutes, and then they throw a child up on their shoulders in front of you, they not grab you, but they nudge you. It's like, excusez-moi, move you to the side, and there's no row or anything, but it's like, this isn't okay, it's not acceptable. You need to shift over there, please. Thanks very much, so we can see. So I started doing it.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
You went native.
And it worked a treat. Don't come stand. I've been standing here for 20 minutes for the view. Don't you stand in front of me and block the view of my little 7-year-old. Move away.
Are you going to adopt that practice in Ireland now?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. For the whole weekend, I was saying to let people. I do this every time I go away. If I'm in Spain, I say gracias, thank you. Gracias, thank you, yeah? But I say thank you as well in English to let them know it's not my first language.
I think they probably know.
Well, clearly, nothing could be more Irish than that fella walking down the road or walking into the supermarket. But I say gracias, thank you. And then they know I'm not from around here, but at the same time, I've made the effort, you know? And then in France for the last few days, I was merci, thank you. I was doing it. And then when I was just getting off the bus on the way into work earlier on, got off the bus, said to the bus driver, merci, thank you. He gave me a look like...
Ray Foley.
Who's your man?
Le Cooks. Ooh la la. FM.
Just one la, actually. Ooh la from the Cooks to the FM, playing the music you love. Vive la musica. Is that... No, vive la musica is probably... It's not French, is it? See, I didn't pick up much. I was only in France for 3 days, so I didn't pick up that much, really. Merci. And I did a proper on it as well. Merci, thanks. I said to the bus driver this morning, as I got off the bus, he looked at me like I had four heads on me. Sorry, by the way, I'm wrecked as well. I'm absolutely jaded.
You got the jet lag, of course, don't you? It's awful.
It's the hour difference, you see.
It's massive.
It's only catching up with me now, though. Oh, I'm wrecked. Merci. Who's that? 0874-100-102. Voice notes.
Hey, Ray. Brian here. Listening to you talking about grazie and merci and all
merci,
that.
Merci, yeah.
I had kids over in Belgium there recently.
In Belgium? Where are you? In Bruges, were you? Playing Bruges. F in Bruges. There's no F in Bruges. Bruges. No, there's no F in Bruges.
And the son got very into... He's only 8. He got very into the French language.
Oh.
And when we were over there, he was like, everyone and anyone that he was seeing, he was talking to, he was grassy, messy, all the rest, as much as he could, trying to learn the French of them. It was brilliant.
Brian, did you mention to him grazie isn't French at all? Grazie is Italian, is it?
You got
to
mark him down for that. Yeah, we got to. Must try harder.
You can't let him wander around Bruges saying grazie to people. Unless he happens to be ordering in an Italian restaurant in Bruges. By the way, he didn't say he was in Bruges. We're just guessing. He's in Belgium, though, is he? Yeah. The kids are very handy for the languages. I was thinking, you know, originally when we were kids, I thought our eldest fella will teach him. We've only got two, of course. We'll teach him. He'll learn Spanish. So when we go on holidays, he'll do all the ordering for us and tell us where to tell the taxi man where to go. And then the second child, he'll learn French, and then we'll go to that
side. Very handy, yeah.
It'll be brilliant. I'll be brilliant. The only reason, and I mean the only reason, to have a third child would be for the Italian.
Full house.
That would be
and
that
maybe thing. A fourth for the German.
What?
For the German.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Oh, no. I'd never go to Germany on my holidays. Ridiculous. Gehen Sie Gradhaus von... Spain.
He's fluent already.
Or Gainsey von...
Hello.
Hello, is it Donna?
It is, hi.
How are you? Got your text,
man. I'm good, Ray. How are you?
We're good, babes. How are you?
I'm great, great. Lovely weather here in Kerry.
You're in Kerry. You don't sound like a Kerry woman.
I'm not. I've been here long enough. I should do.
You should do. Where are you from?
I'm from Northern Ireland, Antrim.
Oh, you're from Antrim. And how long are you in Kerry?
About 20 years.
20, and it hasn't rubbed off at all. Go on, say something to us. Anything. Go on.
In Kerry?
Yeah, go on. Speaking. How do you speak Kerry? We've been speaking French thus far. Merci.
I know. I heard you say merci.
How do you say thanks in Kerry then?
What about you?
What about you? And would they know what you're talking about, Donna, when you say, what about you?
I doubt it very much. If I ask for two of something, I always get three.
Two or three?
Two. I get asked for two and I get three.
And what has you in Kerry? Is it love or what is it?
Oh, it used to be, but not anymore.
That's fair enough,
love
yeah.
Love for Kerry.
That's life, yeah, just love of Kerry.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm after bringing loads of rubbish back. You said you love pens as well. I'm a pen fiend.
Oh, I'm a pen fetish. Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible. Same. Going to hotels and the first thing I look for is a decent pen.
Yeah.
And if it's not good enough, I don't take it.
Steal it. And then if you like it, the Radisson have good pens, I've found, down
they
to the
do.
Years.
Yeah.
And if you like the pen in the hotel... You steal about 15 of them. You'd spend your weekend there.
He's running around looking for them.
Making pens. Do you do the thing where you go into Eason's and you write, use all the different pens and write your name on the tiny little pad 50 times to find the best pen.
And if it doesn't feel right, you just don't want it.
Yeah, this is it.
Leave it behind.
Exactly, I like a good gel pen, Donna. Oh.
Yeah, but
what?
I can't find a pen in my house.
You can't. Why not?
No, I have them all put away.
Come here. I've got some Disney pens. What have I got for you?
Excellent.
What would you like? I've got Avengers, I've got princesses, or I've got Mickey. What would you like?
Oh, it'd have to be princesses, please.
Princess. Pick your princess, then. I've got Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Could you describe the ink delivery system on those pens, Ray? Are they fountain pens or what are they?
Are they gel pens?
I think it's just standard ballpoint, Donna. And it has a nice, smooth, inky flow.
Nice action on that.
Ooh.
Excellent. Nice.
I like the roll of the ball against
the
paper.
Nice feel to them.
So here, who have I got for you there? That's... I don't know who that is. Oh, it says it on it. Rapunzel is there. Nice, okay.
Oh, we'll have Rapunzel.
Do you want? Okay, I get you Rapunzel for Donna, everybody. We're getting a free pen.
Hold on, Donna.
Free
pen. Thank you. That's all yours.
But listen, we've got your phone number. We'll get your address off you later on, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thanks a million. Have a good day, Ray.
You too, babes. All the best. Bye.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group, always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Stick around, we're playing Okay in a few minutes. We've got Supermax vouchers to give away. If you want to get in to win, you can start calling now. 1800? 1-800, 1-800-715-100. Good luck. Bastille and Pompeii. Keep it in French. I was in France, you know. I never mentioned it, actually.
Yeah, I heard a rumor.
Merci. Right. Any music you love, this is Today FM. You want to get on to win? We've got a €20 voucher to give away for Supermax. Start calling now, 1-800-715-100. 1-800-715-100. Let's play our exciting game.
Okay.
Don't say, we're okay. If you do, you'll hear this noise. We'll terminate the call and we'll move on to the next caller. 1-800-715-100. Telephone number.
Hello
to the FM. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Linda. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Linda. Where are you, Linda?
I am great. I am in Wexford.
What are you doing in Wexford today?
I am waiting to collect the kids from school.
What are your kids' names?
Lee and Sophie.
What are their best friends' names?
Sarah and Liam.
Liam.
Yeah.
Oh, Linda, goodbye.
Linda, you're absolutely
trying again tomorrow.
Look at you now, sicking, Linda.
They didn't suit you, Linda.
Today FM. Hello. Hello. Today FM.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, who's that?
Hi everyone, it's Patrick.
It's Patrick. Patrick.
I'm a bit fluey or COVID.
Fluey or COVID. Have you done the up the nose yet, Patrick?
What'd you say?
Have you done the up the nose yet? Have you done the test, the antigen?
I've done three, but I'm still convinced I have it and it's telling me happened.
This is, you see. But the thing is, they're actually pretty good because once I had it, because I was convinced I had it loads of times, and then once I actually got it, then it was like, oh, it's pretty clear. There's no messing with it. It actually knows what it's doing. So you've done three of them, but you're still a bit snuffly, yeah?
Everything. Like a tap.
And plenty of tissues?
I'm on the toilet roll.
It's on the toilet roll. That's as you see. Once you get so snotty, you need the toilet roll.
Oh, you do.
You need a full roll. Today FM, one last one. Today FM, hello? Hello?
Hello, call you live. Caller, what's your comment? Call you live.
Today FM, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, who's that?
James.
How's James today?
I'm okay.
Oh! James, so sorry to lose you, man. The game's okay. Don't say okay. Skilo, I wish. This is Today FM. I wish I was a little bit taller. Oh my God, I love Pink so much.
What about us?
What about us? I do. I absolutely love Pink so much. What about us from Pink, playing the music you love? This is Today FM. How are ya? I'm Ray Foley.
Hey,
my friend JP's in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a great time, loving Pink. What's your favourite Pink song after What About Us? You can't say What About Us. What's your second favourite Pink song? You love Pink so much. What do you love?
I'm a huge fan. All of her songs are bangers.
What about the one where you get the party started?
Get the party started, yeah.
Yeah, you love that song.
That's a good song, yeah.
No better song to start a party, really. I mean, once that song's on, you know the party has well and truly begun. Today FM, good afternoon. Foley, can I get a Mickey pen? I've a hen due in 2 weeks. It could come in useful from Charlene in County Down. I suppose, well, maybe if you're organising a hen do, all the various members of the hen party, you might want to write down a list of their names.
Oh, it's good for note taking. It's an ideal pen for taking notes. Yeah.
Mickey pen.
This is Mickey Mouse. Since I was in Disney over the weekend, Disneyland Paris, that is.
Do they come with the ink in already in them? So you don't have to get a refill. So the ink is included, Ray. That's part of the deal.
Free ink.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll throw the ink. While I'm at it, I'll throw the ink in as well.
What a man. What a hero.
Hey, Ray. Was there any mention of when the Avengers section is going to be opening up in Disneyland Paris from Kenneth Gallagher? No, but Google will tell you, Kenneth. I could see where they were building it. If it's of any use to you, here's my experience. I looked at it and I saw the hoarding and where they were building it. They're building a Spider-Man roller coaster thing. They're also building a new lake. This is in the Walt Disney Studios park. This is the smaller park. They're building it. How do you build a lake? They're digging a lake. And that's going to be a whole frozen section. They're not going to freeze the lake. It's going to be a regular lake because it's Paris in April.
Oh, but it wouldn't be cost effective to freeze the lake year round.
Over. You'd need a lot of ice cubes.
Let's not get bogged down in the detail, Ray, yeah?
So they're not freezing the lake. It's just going to be called a frozen section.
Mm.
And
I'm already there, man.
And then they've got another section going in. What's the third one? Oh, Star Wars. They're building a Star Wars section. So I'm thinking, if you haven't been there in a few years, it's not a bad time to go now. But then after that, I give it another few years until they finish all these various sections. Because let me tell you, the French take their time. They are taking their... One restaurant we went to, right? When we'd pre-booked the restaurant for 6:30 dinner. So we rock up to the restaurant and there's a lady at the door and she says, "Do you have a booking?" And we say, "Yes." And she says, "Can I see the booking on your phone?" I said, "Yes." I showed her the booking. She says, "Now you can go..." This is a queue up, right? At the end, we get to the end of the queue, we get to her, she says, "You can go in now." We go into the restaurant, there's another queue in there. We queue up, then we get to a lady who says, "What time is your booking for? What's your name?" She checks it off the computer, then she sends us to another queue, to another lady, and this other lady then takes our order before we sit down. "What do you want to eat and drink? What's your meal plan?" All that nonsense. Then she says, "Go to another queue."
You're joking.
This is not a joke.
Four queues.
Go to another. I keep thinking it's just like staff. They just need something for all these staff to do, and it's sit and make people queue. Then we get to a fourth queue to be given our table from a man. Then the man takes us to the table with a little leaflet that we've been given from the third lady. And then we get our waitress to bring us our food, which we've got with the little leaflet.
By that stage, you'd nearly need four of everything.
It's
starving.
It was absolutely ridiculous. Crazy. Yeah, merci buckets, I was saying to people. Until I was jokingly saying merci buckets. Then my youngest started saying merci buckets to various waiters and waitresses. Philly's over there as well. 087 4100102.
Hey, Foley, what's French for sore knee.
Oh, yeah.
I love the snaky laugh of Philly. You ever listen to it?
Delighted.
Ah, Foley, look at you. You fool, you fell over in Disney.
Hey, Foley, what's French for sore knee?
I get a lot of sympathy from you, Philly. I fell.
Oh, no.
I didn't just fall. I completely, JP, I completely and utterly annihilated myself.
Oh, that's worse than snotting yourself.
I destroyed myself.
Did you have the travel insurance?
I didn't break anything. I just really, really hurt myself. I tore my jeans. I fell that badly.
Looks stylish, you know, with the tear.
I was going to, it does look kind of stylish. I'm keeping the jeans, but they're just going to have the tear in them on the knee. But they didn't just tear the jeans, they tore my knees off as well. Like, I mean, this is the worst. Well, I'll show you the good one first.
What were you doing?
This is the one that didn't. Look, that's the good one.
Oh, and that's pretty bad. Yeah, that's a good scar.
The bad one.
Oh, that is like a very, 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 very dark brown colour.
Well, it's blood, like.
Skidding across the turf or something? What were you doing?
I was hurriedly making my way on my own back to the hotel to get a key card that was left. So I was rushing back. Not running, like a dad jog.
Okay, a quick walk.
A quick walk, a brisk walk speed. And there was a buggy or wheelchair ramp up to a hotel. The hotel wasn't even open, so there was nobody on the ramp.
Did you fall over on a very slight incline? That was too much to deal with.
No, I hit the ramp sideways. So the ramp is there, and I hit the triangle of the ramp.
Oh, you tripped over it.
Yeah, because it was so tiny. It was so tiny. It's like that high, like 2 inches.
Tiny.
So there's a ramp, a very small ramp.
A safety feature, no less.
And I'm walking briskly sort of across it.
How did you fall so hard that you destroyed, and I've seen the evidence, both of your kneecaps?
I went across the ramp. So I hit it.
Yeah.
I tripped on it, and then I skidded across the ramp. And like I've fallen before, you kind of anticipate the fall. It's like, oh, I'm falling, oh, and now I'm down. This was completely out of the blue. I had no idea. I was on the ground before I knew anything had happened.
Medic!
I was like, oh my God, what just happened? And I looked down, my jeans are ruined. I'm still on the ground. Still, like, I didn't do the whole, because loads of people text. I put it up on my Insta. Loads of people got back and texted back and said, oh, the embarrassment, or that thing of, like, as an adult falling and you jump up straight away because you're so embarrassed. I didn't even have that. There I am, bloody kneed, on a very slight ramp. Like, I'm on the ramp. On me arse. Thinking, what happened? Oh my God, what do I do now? So I got up, looked at my hands. My hands were all right, but my knees were absolutely destroyed.
The knees took the brunt of it.
And then this man who was wheeling a lady in a wheelchair, he was a French man. He left the lady there. She's got a face on her like this.
Shocked.
Is he all right? The man comes over, he starts speaking French to me, wildly gesticulating.
Foley says, can I have that wheelchair, love? I'll take that, actually. I need that.
I'm going to hop on. Listen, I'm going
to... Can you give me a backup?
I'm going to hop on. If you can give me a hoosh.
Can you give me a toe?
Back to the, or a knee, ideally. would be great. So yeah, haven't fallen since I was like 10, I'd say, 10 or 11. And now I'm seriously injured. And indeed, thank you to Phil for his concern on the voice note. Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Very nice.
All right, lovelies.
Do I have a weekend away to give away?
You do indeed, yeah.
I've got a weekend away to give away. If you want to get on to win, a weekend away to give away. I'll tell you how you can win after OMC. How bizarre! This is Today FM. Brother Bellis
on the back.
Where is it?
It's in my face.
It's in my face. Today FM, play the music you love, OMC, and How Bizarre. It's in my knee, actually, is where I'm feeling most of it. And then I was walking funny for a couple of days. You know when you walk funny for a while? You start to feel it every, it like, because you're holding your back or you're holding your body funny, and then your hips start to feel it.
How old are you?
I'm only 41. Thank you indeed for all of the... Guys, thank you for... All the lovely messages. Thank you so... Oh, guys.
Ray, I think you've misread the tone.
Thank you so much. The general tone and timbre. Timbre is tone in French, don't you know?
Wow.
The timbre of the messages and the voice notes. It's for you guys I do this. 0874-100-102. Someone said, you took your beloved to Paris and you fell hard. Yeah, thank you very much. My favourite thing in France is the Foley Eiffel Tower. This is from Shane. Well done, Shane. Very nice. I see what you did there because of the Eiffel Tower. And I did. I fell like a fool. Someone else texted as well. You know the difference between young, if you're young or old, or if you've crossed over to old. Depending on if people run over and ask you if you're okay, then you're old. If people are like, oh God, you're right. Because when you're young, people come over to you and you go, you're grand, you're all right. And then there's a brief spell in the middle where you're a young adult and that person, they look over and you're like, ah, he's fine. And then if someone comes over in a flap like the Frenchman did, then I did this thing with him where I'm still speaking in English as an Irishman to a Frenchman who has no idea what I'm saying. And I'm trying to make light of it while I've got agony in my left knee and bleeding now. There's a rip in both me and my jeans. I'm shook. I've hurt my hands. I'm on the verge of tears. And yet I'm still trying to make light of it to this French man. And I say to him, jeez, it was gas, wasn't it?
He's like, what?
He hasn't... Kest gas. I was mad. It was gas, wasn't it? Your woman in the wheelchair then like, is he okay? Pourquoi? Pourquoi did the Irishman throw himself across the floor? And now that Ray is 40, he'll slowly transition from I fell to I had a fall from Matthew. That's it as well, Matthew. Yeah, I took a fall is what I was saying over the rest of the weekend.
You're going to need a railing for the shower, aren't you?
I took a bad knock. Or one of those showers that have the... They have a door on it and you close it over. Like,
with a seat.
I'm just... Can we get a seat as well?
That's
for
living.
The stairs.
A seat in the shower, that's living.
A seat all the way up the stairs and you get off at the top of the stairs into the bathroom and inside in it there's a shower with a seat. You close the door on it and you fill it up while sitting down there.
You're never going to stand again.
Have a great... While picking at your knee, your scabby knee. Did you have a nice trip though, Ray, from when...
Oh,
nice. And Kevin is there as well. Kevin.
Foley, I was in the local there a couple of weeks ago and I was going up to the beer garden and there's a couple of steps up to it and it looks straight onto the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I had a full pint in my hand and I just tripped over.
Gone.
And I landed on my two knees and my elbow. Oh. And there was a girl in the kitchen. She was looking straight at me and she goes, there were just her two hands were on her face and she goes, oh no. And then I just realised then that I never spilled a drop of beer. That was unreal.
That's legendary. That's an incredible performance, Kevin. Well done. I'd also like to clarify, this was morning time. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sober.
I hadn't a drop taken. So I know what you're thinking. Gail, A, B, C, D, E, F. Yo. This is an FM. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm Ray Foley. JP's around here as well. Oh, there you are. Hi. So I've got a lovely break to give away.
I do, yeah.
This is in Dunadry. Are you familiar with Dunadry Hotel and Gardens?
Sounds lovely.
It's a 4-star luxury... I've just been on their website, actually, and it looks fab. A 4-star luxury venue nestled on the banks of the 6 Mile River in the heart of County Antrim. It's close to Belfast International Airport and easily accessible to Belfast City, which is also quite... That's why they call it the Belfast International Airport. They call it Belfast International Airport because it's near Belfast.
It's not in Derry.
So if it's near the airport, suffice to say, it's pretty near Belfast as well, which is handy if you ever want to go to Belfast. So you can get a trip to Belfast. You can get your break, the lovely break, in Dunadry Hotel and Gardens, and get on a plane, go on holidays after that.
How many bedrooms, Ray?
Loads of bedrooms. 72 luxurious bedrooms. Oh. In a historic building that was once a linen mill. The hotel... Go and have a look at the website. It looks absolutely gorgeous. A linen mill. The hotel has an award-winning restaurant, beautiful river and garden walks. It's the home to the iconic peace tree. And almost every area and bedroom in the hotel offers guests direct access or unrivaled views of the beautiful gardens at Dunadry. I'm pronouncing it right, am
Dunadry,
I?
Dunadry, Dunadry, yeah.
Dunadry,
yeah.
Dunadry.
No.
It's Dunadry, if you're looking it up online. Dunadry Hotel. It's absolutely gorgeous. It looks fantastic. I've a weekend breakaway, two nights, B&B, and two dinners. I think that's a dinner on each night.
Well, they haven't specified. I mean, you could have two dinners on the one night if you're hungry. But then you will be not having a dinner on the second night.
You'd be stuffed, though.
Yeah, you would. You'd be stuffed.
And you'd be starving the next day. Yeah. Claire's over there. Hi, Claire.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Where in the world are you?
Monaghan.
Oh, you're not too far away from Dunadry.
Yeah, Dunadry. I know, it's only over the road.
Have you been?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it, though.
Oh, it looks absolutely gorgeous. We've got two nights. I'm going to be playing on your behalf, Claire.
Okay, yeah.
So who would you take with you? Would you like to go? Well, we could go together if you like. It's just I'm only back from a weekend away, so we'd need to...
Oh, we wouldn't want that. Then we wouldn't want to be taking you away from work again. Yeah. No, I don't know. I'd have a list of people that would be after us, so we'll have to see who's the nicest.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. So we've got this two nights, dinner on both nights for you, B&B included in the Dunadry Hotel and Gardens. I'm going to be playing on your behalf. JP's our quiz master. What are we doing here?
Hi there. So three questions, actually all on County Antrim. And they're, I want and I require three correct answers. Oh. Ray is playing on your behalf, Claire.
Uh-huh.
So ultimately, he is going to be put into the Today FM isolation chamber.
So I'm answering the questions.
You're answering the questions.
Okay.
But I'm going to give Claire the first blast at the question, see what she thinks the answer might be.
Oh.
And then
oh,
I'm going to get you back out of Today FM's isolation chamber and see if your answer matches Claire's.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do that. Okay, do you want to do it now then?
Let's do it.
Oh, we're doing it
now.
Radio now.
Yeah,
okay, radio.
Yeah.
Radio now.
It just got tense.
Do you want me to go in now then?
Could you go into the isolation chamber, right?
Yeah, okay,
please.
Right. See you, Claire. I'm going into the chamber.
Okay, right.
I'm just going to go in where it's quiet then. I just close it behind me.
Do.
Just close it over. I'll take off the headphones.
You can bring them with you if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so he is now in a secure location. That is a sealed isolation chamber. He cannot hear the question or your answer.
Oh, how do I know when to come out? Sorry.
I wave.
Sorry, Claire. Sorry.
I will wave at you. We actually explained this during the last song. I will wave at you. It'll be very clear when you're required to be back in the room, okay?
Through the glass. There's a window.
There's a glass. I will wave at you.
I'll just go back in.
Could you go back in? Right, Claire, sorry. He is gone now. So again, I will ask you the question first. I'll get your answer. And then when Ray comes back out of the...
Was that a wave, Dad?
I wasn't. You're just,
we're moving your hand like
I
that.
I was gesticulating. It clearly was not a wave.
Okay. If you just
I've
put
been
your
very
hands,
clear no. about what the wave signal is, Ray.
Okay. Just say, go do this when you want me to come out as well. Just go, just mouth my name. Mouth Ray.
Ray.
Wave.
Wave and Ray.
Ray. Slowly. Okay. Slower than that.
Ray.
And wave as well.
And wave at the same time. That is the signal for you to exit.
Okay, I'll go back in.
He's gone in. Claire. Right. Okay. Question one. Three questions need three correct answers. So Ray is in the isolation chamber. He is. He's in a sealed location. Question one, Claire. What's the biggest city in Antrim, Claire?
Is this a trick question? Because
it's only a trick question if I've got my facts wrong. But what is the biggest city in Antrim?
Belfast.
Okay, that's what you're going with Belfast. I'm going to get Ray back in from the isolation chamber. Ray!
Do you want me back in
now?
Yeah,
I did. That's,
yeah, I waved.
Okay. Okay, I've asked Claire the question.
Close that door there.
I need your answer to match up. Okay.
Claire, did you answer the question already?
Don't tell him the answer.
Don't tell me the answer.
I don't want to tell you the answer.
I think it's right.
Go on. So, Ray, what is the biggest city in Antrim? And remember, it must match Claire's answer.
In County Antrim?
Yeah.
It's Derry. Derry's the biggest city.
Do you want to go again, Ray? Are you happy with... Is that your final answer?
Yeah, Derry. Final answer.
It's incorrect. It's Belfast.
Oh, Claire.
Bad luck.
Oh, I'm so
bad
sorry.
Luck. Okay,
wait,
so
can we go again? We've got more...
The rest of this quiz now is just for fun. The prize is off the table.
So I'll go back in again.
Please go in. All right, question number two. Let's speed through this, Claire. What's the biggest lake in County Antrim?
Did you?
No, Ray.
Did you wave?
Ray, please.
Was that a wave?
No, I was not waving. I was just gesticulating.
Can we rescue this? Can we give us the next one, and if we get the next two, then we win the holiday for Claire.
Okay,
I'll go back in.
All right, so he's back in the isolation chamber. Sorry, apologies. Yeah. I got distracted there. Claire, here's question two again. What's the biggest lake in County Antrim?
Oh, Ray, sorry, Ray, I just Ray. Wanted to check something while I was in there.
I nearly had the question
just
asked.
Just while I was in there, I was just thinking, I hope Claire doesn't have any plans for the afternoon.
It's going to take a while.
I'm lucky that my kids are still at school.
They're still in school. I just wanted to
for
check
now,
that.
At least.
Because this game's gone on all afternoon, all day.
That's the problem. Please go back
I'm so sorry,
chamber.
I'm sorry.
He's back in. Again, just to refresh in case you've forgotten, what's the biggest lake in Antrim, Claire?
Loch Ness.
Are you going with Loch Ness? Hang on. Ray!
Was that for me now?
That was for you.
Okay, hiya, Claire. Sorry, I'm back again.
Okay, question two.
Close the door there.
Remember, we must have two consecutive correct answers
now. Yeah. Come on. This is dragging on. This is all day it's taken.
What's the biggest lake in Antrim, Ray?
The biggest lake in Antrim?
Yeah.
Is it Loch Derg?
Do you want to go again? I'll give you a second.
I don't want to go. I don't
You're
need to go again.
You're happy with that answer.
I'm
think
happy
that's
with
what
that.
Matches what Claire's just said.
I'm happy with, Loch Derg.
It's wrong, Ray. Oh. It's Loch Ness. Clearly, it's Loch Ness.
Can we rescue?
I'll tell you what. Winner takes all in the last question. Back in that chamber.
Sorry about this, Claire. I'm so sorry, Claire.
Apologies.
I'm just going back.
Good luck with the last one, Claire.
You're not on a deadline or anything, are you? Question three. So this is, it's all come down to this. It's a lot riding on it.
Uh-huh.
That sound chamber must not be sealed because I can almost hear someone laughing there in the background. Which county is directly south... Sometimes the door sticks. Claire, which county is directly...
Sorry, what did you say?
I wasn't talking to you, Ray. Come on, please. Okay. Respect the quiz.
Okay, I'll just respect the quiz. Sorry. Sorry, quiz master.
Respect the quiz. Which county is directly south of Antrim? And if you think about it, the answer, it's almost like the clue is in the name. So which county is directly south of Antrim, Claire?
Derry?
You're going with Down. Interesting choice. What?
Say Down. It's Down.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said.
Hang on, let me get... No, you're not back in just yet. Close that door again. Close it.
Ray!
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Hello, I'm back here.
Yeah,
back.
Which county is directly south of Antrim for the
it's
for the
down,
whole
for crying out loud.
Yeah!
We've won. We've won.
I think radio was the winner there. I think radio was the big winner.
Oh my God, nice.
Claire, you're our winner.
Well, I
won, actually, on your behalf. Mm. I got the sufficient correct answers for you. Donadree Hotel and Gardens, two nights for two there. B&B dinner on both nights. Well done, you're our winner.
Oh, do I get that?
Yeah, you won, because I had...
Oh, my God. You see, that thing just went on and on and on.
Yeah,
I didn't know
it really did.
We were just putting you through it, really, just for our own entertainment, really. But in the end, you're always going to get the prize.
Thanks. I really could do with it, so that's amazing. Thank you so much.
No bother, darling. Listen, thanks for coming on. Thanks for playing our exciting radio game. And we've got all your details. Enjoy your break.
Thanks. Can I just say hello to Edele working in O'Callaghan Insurances?
Absolutely not. Under absolutely no circumstances.
Chances.
No, sorry about
that.
Cheers, Claire. Go on. Have a good day.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tune.
Let's get a bit of WD-40 on that hinge.
Fabulous value out of that chamber, didn't
Ridiculous.
We?
Ridiculous.
Is that there all the time?
It's been there the whole time, yeah.
The chamber?
Mm.
Right. We've never used it.
We'll have to use it again.
Yeah, we might give it another go tomorrow.
Sam Fender, 17, going under. This is Today FM. Good afternoon.
Ireland, hello.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing? So I was away for the last few days. I was in France. Did I mention I was in France? I was in France.
Where were you? France, you say?
Cuisine de France. I had a baguette and a jambon when I was over there. You know, it's something different. It's like having a pint of Guinness in Ireland.
It's just not the same, is it?
It's just not the same, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I had a ham and cheese jambon. And I had a French onion soup. And there's something about the French onions that they use in French onion soup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to be there, Ray?
They've got a certain je ne sais quoi, which the French call I don't know what.
Right.
Yeah. I got amazing weather over there as well the last few days.
Yeah, we had amazing weather here as well, okay?
This is the thing, when you go in holidays and you send a photograph and say, oh, it's gorgeous here. The person on the receiving end, and because I've been that person on the receiving end back home in Ireland. And even if it's miserable, even if it's monsoon rains, bucketing down outside the back door, you are obligated to text back and saying, it's gorgeous here as well.
We had a break in the rain an hour ago. It was
you
fabulous.
You should never have gone. I didn't have to spend for tickets on four flights over to Paris. Could have stayed at home. The only thing that's different is Mickey Mouse is over there. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be lovely for the rest of the week here in Ireland. So there's, if you're thinking of going to Paris, don't bother, because it's going to be absolutely lovely here for the rest of the week. This is the Mirror. Met Aaron forecasts that these four counties in Ireland will be hotter than the Algarve this week. I do enjoy these articles. There have been thousands of these articles where they've gone and looked at, oh, it's going to be a good week weather-wise in Ireland. We'll go and find a city in Europe that's unusually colder, and we'll say then that it's hotter than Portugal in these four counties. Can you guess your four counties, JP?
See now.
Warmer than the Algarve.
Yeah, four counties. It could be anywhere. The Midlands generally fare fairly well when it comes to high temperatures because they're not near the coast, yeah. They're not getting the breeze.
But then again, there's a sunny southeast as well.
Well, there's a sunny southeast.
Wexford
then
always gets a look in. Wexford, Waterford, parts of Cork, East Cork will always
Cork
do well.
Cork and Kerry sometimes, yeah, do. Mayo's never in there. You can straight away, that's
consistently
gone.
Yeah. Consistently, I swear to God, once global warming arrives, mm-hmm, it'll still rain in Ballina.
So Mayo and Donegal, they're out. They are not. I'm down to 30 counties.
We can do the whole thing, right? Ireland is set to enjoy a mini heatwave this week with temperatures to reach 17 Celsius in some areas. The balmy conditions will rival some of Europe's sunniest spots, including Spain, Portugal and Italy. People seeking out warmer climes won't have to travel far. So this is the suggestion then, is that you just stay local and you text your friends on holidays how lovely it is while you're in one of these four counties.
Can I ask if all these four counties are in the same region, or are they spread out around the country?
Two of them are relatively close to each other. Two of them are next door to each other. Yeah, three of them are broadly next door to each other.
Right.
You're never going to get them.
Really?
Never.
Okay. Well, I mean, I am going to say Wexford, just because you always say Wexford. Sunny southeast.
Is it Wexford?
Already gone wrong.
Gone.
Okay, well then I'm going to move away from the
Dublin,
sunny southeast.
Dublin, Wicklow, generally do well as well. It's neither of them.
Right, so I'm going to say Kilkenny. I'm going to say Carlow. Kerry.
Oh, hang on. Kerry's in there.
Kerry.
Kerry is going to be nicer than Portugal this week.
Fair play, Kerry.
Getting degrees as high as 16 or 17 Celsius.
I'm going to go with Clare.
Clare is wrong. I see what you're doing there now, though.
Cork.
No.
Limerick.
Limerick is in there. Oh, go on, Limerick, you spicy ladies. You spicy men and ladies in Limerick.
Two more to get.
Did I tell you I got it? I was on holidays. Did I tell you I was in France?
You were in France, mate.
I was in France. I was over
in
France.
Did you get the weather?
Beaucoup de weather.
Right.
And I got a little bit of sunburn. Do you know what they call it over there?
What?
Sunbone.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
Sunbone.
Anyway.
So you got Kerry and Limerick already.
I've said Cork, so that's not there. Waterford.
No.
Your Waterford's not there.
No.
Tip.
No.
Sligo.
No.
This is a
great game. I love this
game.
This
is good, isn't it? Leash.
The county's game. No.
For a while.
So hang on, you've got two of the four, yeah?
Yes.
You've got Kerry and Limerick.
But there's a third that's supposed to be in the same area.
Yeah, Galway. It's jump over Clare.
Hang on, a number of counties, yeah. Okay, fair
jump
enough.
Over, Galway. I'm going along the
Clare.
Clare and then Galway, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So broadly, I said, yeah, next week.
So I've got three there. What a better help for my friend.
By the way, Galway, well done. Looking gorgeous in the sunshine.
Can you give me a province, please, Rick?
Can I tell the men in Galway, Kerry and Limerick, leave your tops on, by the way. It's only March. Don't be walking around with the tops off. Only 16 or 17 degrees in the sunshine.
Too early to be putting on a base coat.
You're never going to randomly guess Westmeath. The final of the four counties is going to be doing very well. Westmeath, you're going to be looking absolutely spectacular in the sunshine as well. Keep the tops on, men and women of Galway, Kerry, Limerick and Westmeath. Ne'er cast a clout till maybe out. Jason Derulo, this is Today FM. Oh my word. Ace of Base, The Sign. What's the album? Happy Nation, was it? I saw the sign. Follow-up single to All That She Wants. Happy Nation was on there as well. Living in Danger. Don't Turn Around. Yeah, I had the album. I'll have it somewhere. And I open up my eyes. Today FM playing the music you love, or at least the music I love, as I always say. Yeah, all the texts. The four counties again that are going to be hotter than the Algarve this week: Galway, Kerry, Limerick, and Westmeath. Excuse me, JP and Raymond, it's 17 degrees in Mayo today from Niamh. Niamh, don't be getting uppity with me. I'm just going with what I've got here on the internet. It's 17 degrees in Baltinglass, lads, from Neil. Great, the weather is hotter than Portugal. I know I'd prefer to be there getting pints for 250 up the Algarve, from Tim. Yeah, fair point, Tim, actually, it has to be said. I mean, at the end of the day, you're still going on your holidays. Staying here is staying, you know, staying at, just staying here. What did you do for your holidays? Oh, I didn't go on holidays. I stayed here. You're not just going for the weather. Right, Ray, mowing the lawn, taking out the sun loungers and dusting off the BBQ. Burger or hot dog, lads, from Caroline and Mullingar. Caroline, babes, we'll see you there in about 20
burger
minutes.
Burger for me, actually.
It's a burger for JP, and I want a hot dog. And I want a proper frankfurter with the, you know, the French's mustard. Because mm-hmm. I was in France. I said I was in France.
Oh,
I was
in France.
Yeah, I was in France for the weekend. Okay.
You know, Dijon mustard.
Dijon, French's French mustard. And 16 degrees in Letterkenny, Donegal tomorrow, lads, from Ruth, going to the beach after work tomorrow. Ruth, now cast a clout till maybe out. There's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. We didn't get to do Cuiveen better than the real thing. Or Liverpool backup goalie Cuiveen Kelleher. He comes in and gives us his rendition of the U2 classic, Even Better Than the Real Thing, in Cuiveen Better Than the Real Thing. Stretching that one. We didn't get to do Bono Matapea. Or U2 frontman Bono. He comes in and gives us his top five onomatopoeic words. Top of the list, sizzle.
I agree with that.
In Bono Matapea. And we didn't get to do Ace of Base, Aching Instinct, where Swedish chart toppers Ace of Base come in and reenact their favourite scenes from the steamy 90s thriller Basic Instinct in Ace of Basic Instinct. Not an easy thing to say.
Clearly.
Not easy.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow from 2. Bizarrely. Ray Foley.
Uh-oh. The last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.